Milwaukee Public Schools will offer free breakfast and lunch for all students. The district made the formal announcement Monday. The federal government will pay. Until now, it only covered students meeting certain income guidelines. WWM's Latoya Dennis visited a school on the city's south side where the program is already up and running.
Students have been back at Reagan High School for more than a week. At noon Monday, dozens worked their way through lines in the cafeteria to grab lunch. There are two stations, one for cold food, a turkey sandwich, an apple or a nectarine, carrots and celery. But most wait in line for the hot lunch option.
Today is mini corn dogs, tater tots, broccoli, and applesauce.
Tina Barkstrom runs the MPS Division of School Nutrition Services.
To drink, we have skim white milk, 1% white milk, skim chocolate, and we also have lactose-free milk for individuals who need that.
Of the five options given, students are only required to take three, and one must be a fruit or a vegetable. Barkstrom says because kids don't have to take everything, they usually only take what they plan to eat, so there's not a lot of waste. A lunch like this used to cost $2.50 for students not qualifying for a federal reduction. Now it's available to everyone at Reagan. Barkstrom likes the change.
Families maybe didn't fill out applications because they, for whatever reason they didn't want to, or it also could be that, students coming into the lunchroom, sometimes there's that stigma when they're eating, that people are going to think I'm free. And now that stigma is completely gone because everybody has the same, access to healthy school breakfast and lunches at no charge.
The federal government has offered to cover the cost of meals for all kids if 63% of a district's students qualify for free or reduced price lunches. In MPS, the percentages exceed 80%. Mike Romer is principal of Reagan. He says school has only been in session for a week, but already it's noticed a huge uptick in the number of students eating school meals.
So this year, for example, in lunchtime, we would average around 650 to 675 lunches. We've seen about a 30% increase in that. We're up to close to 900 plus, and we've seen even a greater increase in our breakfast program.
Romer says the ultimate goal of free meals is to ensure that every student is fueled to participate in class and learn. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.